Interview 1 with J.W. Miller at his home in Jakin, Georgia.
And you going to May Rounder School?
No, I'm going to Valdosta.
Okay.
Valdosta State University.
Okay, I didn't think May Rounder sounded right. But
I used to live in Marianna for a little while. I worked for the state of Florida down there. But what I'm doing is basically a project on Jakin and kind of what it used to be like versus how they've tried to improve it. You know, they did renovations for the Centennial, and they've tried to start some programs and everything. And I'm trying, I guess, to get an idea of, you know, how people used to get together in community and come downtown. Because I remember as a little girl, there were always people downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, now, well, I rode by, and there were a lot of people at the courthouse today, but usually you just don't see them. So I was wondering if, you know, you would know better than I when there were a lot of people in Jakin.
Do you have a Jakin Centennial book? Oh, I know. Yes. I had asked you about the
Centennial book. I have a copy.
Okay,
of that.
Okay. But anything you want to ask me about, if I can remember. But usually I can remember way back then, better than I can last week.
Well, that's what I'm interested in. Way back then, what did Jakin used to be like? What do you remember it being like?
My daddy bought this store, the one that Tommy Rogers tore down in 28. And so I've been pretty closely connected with Jakin since 28.
Mm-hmm.
That's, of course, I was a young boy then. Then there was several stores there. The Moses store and that, and the Harvey Brothers. And Mr. Troop wasn't there at that time, but somebody else was. And then Miss Daisy's store, and then there was another old store there with it, below Miss Daisy, between Miss Daisy and the old post office.
And it wasn't that one. See, I remember that glass woman's store.
Yeah, that she
was that it, or was that there
was a store there with at that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wiley Ford had that place first, and the places, and then the Montgomerys had it one time. Yeah. And the old post office, of course, was bank.
Yeah,
and that's a long time ago. Virginia's got some checks made on the Bank of Jakin a long time ago. But then there, and then the barbershop was in the back of the post office. And most of the stores stay open till 11, 12 o'clock, because some of the folks that close up the store go get them a haircut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old timey stuff. And then just, you know, made different to them.
But they stay open that late at night?
Back then, yeah. Just like Gonfer did, you know, used to go to the picture show and then buy groceries after that. And now then, 6, 7 o'clock, you know, well, the stores don't stay up, but most of them. But, and they had the hitching post over there across the street called Mule Wagon Days, you know.
Now, did you live in town growing up, or did you?
No, we, in 28, we lived out here. It was a two-story house out here where Claude Pritchett is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Hudson Place, and we lived there. So we lived there 12 years. So I've been pretty well closely connected with Jakin. And in 32, I graduated. Well, in 31, I graduated in 10th grade. 32, I graduated in 11th grade. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't go to school in Jakin?
Oh, yeah. But I first went to school in Springfield.
Oh, Springfield had a school at one time, too?
Yeah. At the lower end of the cemetery, that's where the schoolhouse was. Miss Fanny Ingram, you know this old, you've heard
mm-hmm.
her talk about Miss
mm-hmm.
Fanny Ingram. She was my first school teacher. And she, I was small. And so I went a week before I got any lessons, and Mama wrote her a note to tell her that I was old enough to go to school, too. And we lived there. When I came to Jakin, was in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lived there, finished out.
I had talked with some other people, and they said that, you know, going to town was, for them, was an event.
Oh, yeah.
And you spent
yeah.
the whole yeah. day, and they talked about what were some of the things that were going on in town there.
Well,
I mean, what? I guess what? Because now going to town is an inconvenience.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it's not something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to make it as quick as possible.
Yeah. But then they took the mule and buggy, see, they come and hit the mule and buggy and stay just as long as you want to, up and down the street, this store and the other, visit and so on and so forth. It's quite old time, you know.
I just, the only place I can remember is Miss Daisy's, and I do remember people always being in there and visiting.
Yeah. I do hope those boys, you know, took our lifetime to save us money. I hope they'll be spend it wisely. Spend it wisely, because the Everetts were spenders, savers, and the Nunners were spenders. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it does.
But so, Miss Daisy wanted to be 90. I told her, you know, to turn it around. When you're 91, you think 19. And she wanted to be 91 when she was 90. But she... So she liked that. She liked that. But 91 as far as she could go, she couldn't make 92.
Yeah, I wish she'd lived till I did this. I could have talked with her.
Yeah.
What were some of the other things that people did for socializing or recreation? Was there a fair that came to Jakin?
Oh yeah, we had a back there. One thing I remember about Chautauqua is about over there, opposite of where the courthouse is now.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a Chautauqua, you know, stayed there about a week and so forth and so on. Put on some nigger shows and so forth. And one thing I remember about the nigger sang a song, talked about the women in their perfume, says, "My old black gal smells like a rank billy goat, but she's smelling just the same." That put a wrinkle on your brain. That's what you remember, something put a wrinkle on your brain. But I never heard that. But we had a big time at Chautauqua, and the shows that come in.
What kind of things they have there besides singing, was it?
Well, they'd have those shows, you know, magic shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big time.
Was that the only kind of affair, or did you have?
Yeah, about once a year, about when they.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Was that after harvest, or?
Yeah, usually when they knew when the folks had some money in. That's what they were hunting, with money.
Were there any other things? Like, what did y'all used to do for fun?
What? Young folks? Well, they, wasn't back in the late 20s and early 30s, there wasn't much of that money, so they had to have fun without money involved. So. And then we could have had to go to, later on, we had to go to donkey, but to a show.
Mm-hmm.
Take 50 cents for a show, and 50 cents to get you two hamburgers, two barbecue sandwiches, and drink. For $1, you could go to the show. That's a long time ago. But dollars were scarce, but they had fun right on.
What do you think about the, it seems to be there's a lot of towns around that are doing some kind of renovation or trying to come back to the past, but what do you think about that?
Some places work, but you know, Dolphin's having a time with that too. Every time that, so you know, when there's anything dead, it's nearby dead. But when the sawmill, this was a sawmill town, and when it left here, that was about everything just began to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Because back in then, this sawmill town, it was houses up and down this other side of the street, on the ditch, on the lane, and so forth. But it's, they cut out all the timber there. Right up to town.
I talked with Miss Virginia. She said something about the school leaving.
Yeah.
Was bad too.
Yeah, that didn't help none.
Because she said they had boarding houses for all of the teachers.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Miss Emma Lou had a boarding house. Miss Edith Harvey did. And there's a water tank back of Miss Edith's house, and the school teachers were upstairs. Well, Ralph Ivey and Thomas Harvey and such, they learned to climb the ladders and watch them dress for bed. And of course, teachers never did know that, of course, but they tell me. And Mr. Tom would say, every time the teachers come in, Edith get pregnant. I guess the young teachers turn her on, so turned on somebody anyway. But as they say, that was the good, they say the good old days is the good old age. Folks, the good old age, they're having good times right now.
Yeah. Like what?
Youth, something the money can't buy, you know, and so you got youth, and common sense.
They don't always go
together. That's right, use the common sense, because you can't buy health, but you can ruin your health, you know. So, ruin your health with that stuff. You get on drugs and drinks and whatever. But I never found no good beer, no good whiskey, and no good cigarettes. But the girls, some of the girls smoke. Mm-hmm. And they don't kiss right if you don't smoke cigarettes. So, so that's about the only smoking I did. So.
Did you go to the picnics at Steep Bluff?
Yeah.
Now, where was that? I know it was on, was it on Kirkland's Creek?
Yeah. You know, they got a park down there, and a man got killed, and it's
closed it up.
He took his truck, and they closed it up. But right about the, our other road was with going west. Was the main road, see. Mm-hmm. And then the four-lane road, you see, was closer to what you call Steep Bluff.
Okay.
And so they had a cable down there that tied up in a tree. The boys would swing on that cable and jump out in the creek and so forth. And then the girls from Gordon, they were pretty girls from Gordon, and they were sort of a step ahead of these around here. And they'd come over with their skimpy bathing suits on. And Mr. Judge Peterman, you know of him, you know, you might not know him. He'd take his paper down, and he always read over his glasses, and he'd start up on the bank. Well, in reading his paper, he'd get closer and closer, and he wound up with his feet in the water. But that was the main, they baptized in
the creek. Did he?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Well, they were baptized because they, nobody had a baptistry, you know, in the churches, so.
Well, we sprinkle, so.
Yeah. Mr. Sutton, Jack's daddy, he's song leader at the Methodist Church when he was down there where Carl Young was living. Mm-hmm. And Ms. McDaniel, which is Mayor's grandfather and mother, she was very religious. And so Brother Sutton, he joined the church. Said, Brother Sutton, you're on the right track now. You know, that's the way she did. It would make no difference who was preaching or what else. And then the preacher came in and preached to put all the beer and wine in the river, you know, get rid of it. Next song was Shall We Gather at the River. Because he loved his little Todd. Shall We Gather at the River.
Was there anything you remember that somebody like me, growing up when I did, just wouldn't know about Jakin? Or that, I don't know, maybe you wish was still around?
Who?
Things that you remember about Jakin that maybe somebody at my age wouldn't know about, or something you just wish was still there, or was...
Well, you know, you can't go back. You can't go back much. You sure can't go back. Ms. Warren, which was Ms. Roberts, I guess that's, you wouldn't even know Ms. Roberts, but lived there where Ann Evans is now.
Okay.
There's a big old house. Most of the houses in Jacob were built alike, but hers was low to the ground, you know, right in front of the post office there. And she was a widow woman, and she thought somebody was a, gonna break in the house, you know. It was an old billy goat. Bump, 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 and she shot him right between the eyes and killed. She didn't have to lock her house anymore. Good shot. She it wound that up. Yes, sir. She had twin boys. We all graduated together. there was six of us, went to Donville and in their car together, because there's four of us still living. And Mr. Matt Long, we thought he brought his money to Jake, and he made his money after he came to Jake. Turpentine still, in Nigger.
Mm-hmm. You remember the turpentine?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I don't, when did that let out? Because I don't remember anything about that.
It's it was down in this, about where that yellow house is down there.
Norman Oaks' house?
No. The one in
oh, yeah, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, two-story there. Mm-hmm. Back in there, there was a, well, they, in 28, 29, they put up an asphalt factory, Jake, and they made the asphalt and paved from the river to a, might have been all the way to Bainbridge, because they didn't like to move the plants, you know, they'd truck it and so forth, so it was there. And then the harvest had a gin down there on the pond and a sawmill, because it use a sawmill from the with the same motor.
Mm-hmm.
But
I noticed your picture of Howard's Mill. That looks good.
Yeah.
It burned, didn't it?
Yes,
Now, I remember going there when mm-hmm. I was little. Of course, I can't remember.
Well, now, there was a lot of baptizing done there, too. But we never did know about this Howard's Mill burning. There was folks complaining about them irrigating above in the mill pond.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, really what I thought, insurance burned it. You know, got something that you don't want and don't know how to use, sell it to the insurance company. But anyway, and they had tried to have a lawsuit and so forth and so on. But now, this same place on that bridge there, the Frith family up here, mm-hmm. Big Frith, not that, you know, Big Frith, let me see, that's Margaret and Charles and Johnny and the older boys. They was, see, five or six of the Big Frith family. We had a preacher hall here in Jake, and it was a good preacher, but he, Frank Fuller, Branch Miller, and Mr. Runnels, they didn't like him, and they put him to moving. And he outprayed them, outvoted them somehow or another, and they had and turned them three out. So at the time he turned them out, there was mighty little religion gone, because Frank and Branch, now later, all of them changed their way, you know, and became Christian, but at that time, they had to go, and he went up and ran a revival at Springfield, and baptized his whole family at Howard's Mill, because I was there watching them, whole family. And in 2 years' time, one of them boys got killed in Atlanta, and one of them got killed on between here and Graceville.
Huh.
Sure did. Weekend, you know, boys go wild on a furlough, and one of them got killed. But it was the whole family got baptized.
Did everybody in the church turn out for this?
Yeah. A lot of folks. There was a lot of folks. Sure. Because you don't have many. Because they wasn't the only ones. But there's five or six of them got baptized all
at the same time.
Oh, sure.
And did you have your own store in town?
Huh?
Did you have your own store in town?
Yeah. Daddy bought that in 28. And, of course, I worked there in 35, I bought it. Well, my uncle, me and my uncle bought it. And then my uncle, he decided he wanted to buy it and without me, you see. And I messed around and he gave me a give or take price. And I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And put him out of business. He didn't want to put me out, and I took him out. Took him out of business. So I ran it for several years. And the war came on in 43. In 43, you could run in a store, would put you right in the army.
Mm-hmm.
But flying a mule would keep you out of the army. store. And made money at it, so I kept farming. And finally, the store just closed up. And the store that they had was J.A. Bivinson built it. It was the first one built, and then Tommy Rogers had a piece of land up here at the church that he owed money on. And so I took up his note and swapped him to the store for that, and he tore down the store and put it on their house up there. So the bricks that was in my store was in his house up there. And so it was the first one built and the first one tore down.
What kind of things were in the store?
What I kind just of store grocery store is what I had.
Grocery store?
Yeah. Grocery store is what I had.
Everybody did their shopping there in Jakin? Everybody did their shopping there?
Well, yeah. Most of them did. Had a good business. Good business. Good. And a good nigger business, too, you know. Mm-hmm. When they were building the highway up there, there's some folks lived where the formal house is now, mm-hmm. but it was the old McDaniel house, mm-hmm. and they were living there. They were good customers and so forth and so on. And Herschel Lay lived where Mayor Ruth Lantern is. Mm-hmm. He had four or five hound dogs with blocks on them and so forth and so on. And they brought some meat and carried it in the house, looked around, them dogs had that meat out and gone. Mm-hmm. And the man come in and they fixed some more meat with medicine on it. Mm-hmm. And the next morning the yard was full of dogs and blocks, you know. And they had a dump truck, and they threw them all in that dump truck, carried them to the river, jumped them in the river. And Herschel hunted hounds, and but he never did find none. He couldn't find them. All of them was in the river. But that was unusual, unusual. But you see, we didn't have no dog law or nothing mm-hmm. else. But those are good folks. They traded with us, highway folks, and so on and so forth. And then the road labor, and they would park down there on the siding, mm-hmm. and do all that work and so forth and so forth. And trade with us. We came out good with them.
What was that? Gandy Dancer? Huh? Is that what it was called? A Gandy Dancer? Where they moved the track?
Yeah, they would work on the tracks, you know, repairing and so forth and so on. You know, they'd camp. There was four or five cars of what they're living for, you see. Mm-hmm. And they'd pick up and move to another part, maybe Climax or something. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Peterman sold the sand on the place that I own now to bring up here and make the asphalt with it. And he'd sit there with his book and try to keep record of it and so forth. But the sand came out of Chattahoochee River down there on his place that paved this highway with, 28 and 29.
And after the highway was paved, they just closed the asphalt plant down?
Yeah. To close it down and move it somewhere. You know, we came in from coming from Dauphin this afternoon. You know, they got the four lane up to the river now. And I think they say Alabama's supposed to build a bridge. But if Alabama builds a bridge, just look how much Georgia will have to spend, because they'll have to, you know, haul dirt in there and make it all the way to Southport to join up with the other road. So if Alabama, and I think it's confused about where Alabama's, but if Georgia has to do it, that'd be twice as much expense, mm-hmm. because but they
not that bridge. There was uh-huh. another bridge. Yeah, that yeah. Was it a drawbridge or was it?
No, it was.
It was lower down. It was on the other, the left hand side.
Yeah, that's right.
A little bit further down.
A bit further down at the main part, but. We first came here, we had the ferry to go on. We didn't have no 84 bridge. We had the ferry. The bridge then is from, the way from then is, you know, where Chalker lived up there, and to come on down to where his farmhouse was.
Mm-hmm.
And went to Jakin that way, and that's Bainbridge Road, and then came out and went to the river by Joe Spooner's field. That's uh-huh. where the old ferry was.
And it just ran every day?
Huh?
Ran every day across the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, was that cars or animals or what kind of
thing? Anything you wanted. And one time some northern folks came in there and they, they didn't have brakes or they didn't use them right. One or the other. Anyway, the whole car went into the river. And they had money going to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that money out of them suitcases and hung it up on the lines and dried it. Would you try? And nobody got any of it. They dried their money. Drive that money back. And we were crossing there, Grandpa's, we would go across that to Grandpa's, which is about 25 miles over there. And we told him we were coming back that night, but it was cold. And all them in the ferry,
uh-huh.
Underneath, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we hollered and it get them, so we were going to try to operate it ourselves, and got up on it, and they come out and scared us and scared them too. Come out from under that scuttle hole, you know. But they it was cold, and that's the way it was. But that put a wrinkle on my brain too.
And that's who had the ferry? Black folks had the ferry? Or they just worked on it?
No, they ran the ferry.
Oh, they did?
Oh, they ran the ferry. Now, they had the ferry on the Alabama side for us,
uh-huh.
but they were underneath out of the cold. Because I guess we were running a little late. And Mr. Jackson and Mr. Whittington, Mr. Jackson especially, live up here, the Jackson house, you know, where Stan Arnold is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's that was their house. They're the Ailey's father and Bobby's father. He and Mr. Whittington, the way they, instead of saying good morning, give me a pipe of tobacco. First one said it, you know, it, and
they give the other.
Yeah, it'd pack it full, pack it full, because you're getting it free, you know, beating it to it. But they were quite a character. Mr. Jackson was a good bit older than his wife. And there's not but two of them left, Ada Lee and Margaret, and Ada Lee don't know where she is.
Really?
But say Blanche is doing good if the memory gets getting back.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes...
Better than others.
Yeah, like anything. Sometimes she does it on purpose. She says stuff that she means to be funny, but if somebody didn't know her, they wouldn't know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. She's down there at the Valentine's party. I don't know how she got on this, but she was saying something about... She was making fun of somebody. And she was like, oh, I gotta go back to the room. I forgot my snuff. And she said it. She was making fun of somebody that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she said it in front of somebody that had no idea. She'd never taken snuff in her life. I remember her always making fun of people that did. And... But, you know, somebody not to know her, not to know that about her, they thought, what in the world? They probably thought she really did it.
Well, you know, Miss Daisy had a cancer mm-hmm. and had it cut out, and she still dips snuff.
I didn't know that. I didn't know she still dips snuff.
She still dips snuff. She still, you know, look, if I'd had cancer, but she still do. I guess that taste just stayed with her. And you talk about Miss Fanny Ingram's house in 1936. My sister Marvin Cantor married, and I was running the store, so I boarded with them, and then of course I married and lived with them over yonder a while, and then Chalka, when he and Blanche married, I moved them in that house, Miss Fanny Ingram's mm-hmm. house, and then later they went somewhere else, and then when we repaired this house, we moved up to those same apartments to and lived in Miss Fanny Ingram's house again. So Miss Fanny Ingram's house was very popular. And when it burned, you know, it was close together. Miss Vesta's house was close together. Well, there wasn't this much room in there between them. I don't know why they built them so close, but they did. And the fire truck was there trying to save Miss Vesta's house.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind changed, and they went in there to tell her about it, and she was on her knees praying. And the wind changed and saved her. Because it wasn't, the other one burned down because there wasn't no way because the wind was going to it, and they were so close together and made out of fat lighter. And so that's easy burn. Well, you see this old pump house up here at Mr. Harris where it's got some burn on it. Come from that same fire. Sure. But she was on her knees praying it, and it worked. She sure did. They lived to be quite old. Most all of them.
I told you earlier I've got to go to this wake tonight. And I had never been to one before, and you said that was something that that happened a lot.
Yeah.
What did it used to be like? Because I know last night the body wasn't there.
But it's gonna be there.
It's gonna be there tonight. We stayed last night till almost 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they gonna sit up all night or what. Is that what they used to do?
You sure did. Sure did. The last time that I spent Mr. Ward out here at the Ad Miles Estate, where Dick Ward is living now,
mm-hmm.
and some of you'd sit till 12, and some till 3, and some till 6, and I was on the shift that stayed all night, but that's the last one I ever did. But they believed in that. They would shift from 12 till 3 till 6, they had coffee and knickknacks and so forth and so on. That's old time, real old time. But sometimes these old folks want some old timey ways now. I noticed this Al that used to come to visit Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
They were from up north, but they've been down there 20 years, and he was cremated. And his name, I know what Al, the old Daisy would say is Al. Well, his name was SYCH something. I don't know what you call it.
Something foreign.
Something like my last name.
Yeah,
it's a Sunday name. It's not an everyday name. But I noticed that they cremated him. And so I got a niece in Jacksonville. She was 68, January the 10th, because I called her, talked to her on telephone. And she was, had a, other night, she told her husband, says, "My back is hurting. Will you get up and rub my back?" And he did at about 12 o'clock. And when she got through, she was sitting on the side of the bed about like I'm sitting on this thing, just below the bed. And so that's cremation, but that's not my way to go. That ain't my way to go. And her grandson, no, her son, is studying to be a preacher. So that's not my way to go. But, it's a cheap way out. It is. It's really, really out. And it's not all poor folks that do it. They just do it that way. But they say at Key West, Florida, they bury them 5 or 6 deep. Well, judgment time coming, we ain't all going the same place. Gonna be some scuffling in that hole. There'll be some scuffling down there. But I wouldn't want that either. I'd rather have me a private place.
I talked with Miss Lucille Dutton. She talked a lot about, but she lived in Pine View.
Mm-hmm.
She talked a lot about the farm, doing things on the farm, cane, making cane and candy pulls and
yeah.
things like that. But I didn't know if it was the same for people that were in town or y'all still did those kinds of things.
Pine View was a popular place back then. The first picture show I saw was at Pine View. It was a fair, and it was silent movies. Now, if you ain't ever seen silent movies, you just that's different. But the first one I ever saw was at Pine View, and it was a silent movie. But they had a lot of folks at Pine View. It was a popular place, big community, and so forth. And some of these folks still have, I think they still have a Pine View club.
She said they did.
Not too many, but they. They still have a club.
Yeah. I still have the Jacob Community Club too, right?
Yeah, but it's, we enjoy it. We have it once a month, but we enjoy it, but there's not many of us that we have.
Why do you think that is?
They are, folks are, priorities are different than what they used to be. They just don't care about those things, and the young folks are not interested, the old folks dying out, so there you go. I don't know, you know, the family reunion is not like it used to be. Because the old folks are less, and the young folks don't care anything about it. So. Good model. And Miss Emma Lou says it ain't all for the best either.
No. I'm not sure it is either.
Yeah. Miss Willie Moley, it was before your time too, and she was quite a character. Quite a character. Says a lot of these folks get pregnant, say something in the drinking, well, she's an old maid. And said, I believe this girl said, you pregnant? Said, no, I ain't pregnant. Says, time will tell. And he will. Time will tell. But they were good folks there. All these folks. We didn't have no trash then. No bad folks. It's got some now, it's not too good. It just has progress too. Your progress is time marches on, and that's what you put over there. You didn't lock your doors nowhere. But it won't work now.
You feel good about the future of Jacob?
Well, it's, there's no way for it to come back. It's just, the boat gets smaller. Nothing to come back to, because even with the paper mill, we never did have about three or four families that lived in Jacob and worked at the paper mill. And we got to have checks coming in from somewhere. So Jacob is, as Johnny Green says, don't care what you used to do, want to know what you can do now. So there ain't too much they can do now.